After winning the Cashmere Collection fashion show last year, making a stunning dress from bathroom tissue, fashion designer Shava Lindsay is returning to the competition in Toronto next week with a new design. Lindsay's dress for the 2025 Cashmere Collection, once again made from bathroom tissue, is inspired by the tides of the Bay of Fundy and is bringing a taste of the East Coast to the competition. Now based in her home studio in Grand Bay, Shava Lindsay spoke with Local 107.3 FM about her new design and her hopes for this year's competition, as well as some other unusual materials she has recently been working with.
I believe it was back at the beginning of March that I got the email and I said out loud, "What? What? What? Like, there's no way." So exciting. And then I got shipped the bathroom tissue. Gosh, I think it was April maybe. And then it was just like, I had to keep it quiet, and which is difficult with this giant thing of bathroom tissue in my studio. So this year they gave us the theme of Tapestry of the North. I had a really terrible year last year, actually. I won, but then my dad passed away. It was a really rough year. So it actually just made me kind of like come back to who I am and where I came from, which is the East Coast. So I spent my childhoods on the beach on Deer Island, on the Bay of Fundy. So I was like, ocean, okay, yeah, we can do that. And just seeing that there's beauty in all of it. So yes, I've changed as a person. Yes, I've gone through a lot of grief in my life, but there's been beauty through all of the journey of it. So this dress actually has two looks, which there's nobody knows this yet. So it actually shows high tide and low tide, and just how we can go through this change and process, and there's beauty in all of it. So high and low tide, the skirt comes off on the runway and shows a different look. The two looks was like given like right away. I love doing reveals on a runway anyway. So just to incorporate the high tide, low tide felt important too, because the Bay of Fundy has the highest tides in the world. So just like to really highlight that. Instead of taking the bathroom tissue and literally turning it into like sewing it, I actually created my own textile. So taking the bathroom tissue and like making all these pleats and just like really immersing myself in it. Last year was really leaning into, you know, my mom's journey of cancer and like kind of processing my grief. And yes, I'd lost my dad, but I didn't want this dress to be about grief. I wanted it to be about my journey and how, like, through all these changes, I've found myself and beauty no matter what. And so I feel really proud of that. Like, yes, it was hard and it was, you know, emotional, but just to find myself, I feel like it was like therapy in a way.
I kind of want to ask about your kind of hopes for this year's collection and your experience. I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about going into it, having won last year. I mean, does that kind of put some pressure on you?
It definitely adds some pressure, for sure. I wanted it to be different. This is my third year doing it. And I think once I figured out what my inspiration was going to be, I didn't question it. Like, I just leaned into it entirely. So yeah, I'm definitely excited to go back, having won last year. Yes, it's a big title, but then it's such an honor to be asked back again. It felt really like, yes, I won, but like they appreciated my design and like what I had to show. So I'm really excited to go back again. I've achieved what I wanted out of it already. Having been asked back, winning would be cool, but just to go again. And then also, again, like I said, this was a therapy piece for me. Like, I was able to process again more, and a lot has changed for me this year. I'm not in my studio uptown anymore. I'm leaning back into home and family. So just to be like, yes, I still got it. And yes, I can still be part of the fashion industry and have my studio at home. It just feels really like reassuring, I guess. I made myself an outfit too, so I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to being back again.
Do you want to tell me a little bit about your outfit?
Yeah, I would love to. So this again is a surprise, but let's just talk about it anyway. I actually made my dress out of bathroom tissue too. So I am so excited for this, because I was like, why not? Let's do two dresses. I want it to be kind of a sister dress. So it's made out of bathroom tissue. It has a lot of the same elements, and it's blue to be like the ocean. So I dyed it. I had a huge crazy experiment with dyeing this bathroom tissue. I made it even more challenging for myself. So I was like doing it on TikTok live. I'm like, I'm gonna dye this fabric, and I'm dunking it in. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's disintegrating, right? Like, I'm pulling it out and it's just falling apart. And I'm like, okay, let me stop my live video. And then I went and I hung it out on the clothesline, and I was like spraying dye on it, and I was like, okay, I'm done. And I left it, and it rained, and I was like, that bathroom tissue's trash. And then I forgot about it, and I went out, and I, because it was so beautiful, the dye had streaked down, and it's just like, it's ocean. It was like the most happy accident. It was so serendipitous. Like, I'm so excited to show my dress too. I feel really part of it in that way. It's not just a cool dress for me to wear on the runway. It's for me to like be a part of that inspiration. I'm just so pleased. I'm so excited to share it. I love these, like, it just feels so meant to be moments. Like last year in the show, the dress again was dedicated to my mom who had passed away from cancer. When my mom was sick in her last days, she said, "Whenever you see a butterfly, I want you to think of me." So I was backstage with my model wearing the dress dedicated to my mom. We're talking and I looked down at her neck and she was wearing a necklace with a butterfly on it, and no one knew that story. So I started crying. She's like, "Are you okay? Like, what's going on?" And I explained it to her, and it just felt like the perfect moment. And it just, I was like, my mom is here. Like, this is really everything I wanted it to be.
Obviously referenced moving back to your home, moving to your home studio anyway. I mean, how has that been?
With the ages my kids are right now, I need to be at home. I was gone so much of the day, like 12 hours a day. And it's just like, I was missing so much. So to bring it back home was a little difficult, not because I thought it was wrong, but because a lot of people accounted my success to having a shop. And I just had to reassure myself, like, look where you are. Like, these things you never thought you could achieve, you've done. You've checked off the list and you've moved on and you're looking at bigger goals now. So bringing it back home is just like, it's okay. Like, I just need to feel peace in that. Yeah, I'm really pleased with being home again. And now that I'm back in my home studio, I'm offering some classes here. So locally, there's some students that are gonna be coming. There's some adults that are gonna be coming. So they're basically one-on-one classes. So I'm really excited about that.
I recently saw your Instagram post about the dress you made from dollar store sheets, and it's amazing. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, this new thing I'm doing called Will It Fashion, and it's kind of like a challenge for myself. And so I also made like a dress from, I'm trying to find it here, with magazines. So that was kind of very similar to bathroom tissue. And then I was like, okay, I'm making this really hard on myself. And I went shopping at the dollar store and I found these sheets and I was like, this is beautiful fabric. So I went for it. But it doesn't have to be a national competition. I can constantly give myself little challenges. So I'm excited to see where that leads me to. And I'll eventually be sharing in the Will It Fashion series my dress that I made and the challenges I had along the way. I feel like sometimes I put in hours and I'm like, well, that didn't work. And it just feels like such a waste, but you need those moments because otherwise you're not learning. So it's a really fun way to challenge myself.
Are there other materials that you're thinking about that you'd like to try or you're going to try?
Yeah, I do have some ideas. I have some reusable bags that I've started taking apart, like grocery bags, because I don't know about your trunk, but my trunk is full of them. And every time I forget to bring them in and I buy more and I just have these heaps of bags. And I was like, why not a dress? That would be really cool. And we'll go into the grocery store and do a fashion shoot. And I just think it's a way to keep my creativity rolling. So why not make something weird?
I don't think I really asked you specifically about inspirations within the world of design. Maybe if anyone sort of got you into the world of design, or anyone who is pivotal in your career and in your development as a designer.
It's never really from designers, but it's more like art. When I was in high school, I got to do this co-op program with Andrea and Jeff Slater, and they're obviously still artists now. They have their own studio in St. Andrews, and they are wonderful people. They're so supportive, and they've helped me like through my grief, maybe unknowingly, but like just they are truly talented artists, and I really, really learned a lot from them.
One last thing I do want to ask you is if people can follow the progress of the Cashmere Collection, your progress.
Yeah, absolutely. So it will be airing live on eTalk and I think on YouTube as well. But you can go to my Facebook, Siobhan Lindsay, and see the links for everything to watch it live. And that will be on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, like this coming Tuesday. So you can watch it live. I'll be live streaming as well on TikTok. So you can follow me at Siobhan Lindsay, CHAVAHLINDSAY. There's going to be a huge voting window this year. Last year, I was announced winner within a few hours of the fashion show. This year, there's 6 weeks of voting. And then whoever wins, they donate $100,000 in their name to the Breast Cancer Foundation. And then there's a chance for the voters to win something too. Yeah, over the course of the 6 weeks, I'll be sharing behind the scenes of making the dress. So you can follow that on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, all of the things. And cashmerecollection.ca has all of the designers on there too. There's some very talented designers from across Canada.
More information about Siobhan Lindsay and her work can be found at siobhanlindsay.com. This is Ion Co for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.